Blog Talk Radio.
So the Most High is going to stop the flowing of the people going into that country, read.
Jeremiah chapter 51, the end of verse 44. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Verse 45. My people, go ye out of the midst.
Hold up, read that again.
My people, go ye out of the midst.
I think within this chapter he said flee and get out of it around 3-4 times. Right? Read.
My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Most High Ahiah, and let your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor. And
wars and rumors of wars. You hearing about it, and because it's not happening, you think it's not going to happen. Read.
Verse 46, end of verse 46. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Verse 47. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon. And her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth, and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon. For the spoiler shall come up unto her from the north, saith the Most High Ahiah. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so as Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away. Stand not still. Remember the Most High Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind.
Listen to this clear. Ye that have escaped the sword, that means you escape the destruction that coming to Babylon, go away and stand not still. So when you leave, remember the power or the God higher afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. That looking forward, not looking back. Now let Jerusalem come into your mind. She's finished. Right? Read.
Verse 51. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers are coming to the sanctuary of the Lord's house.
Strangers have destroyed us. Strangers have destroyed our sanctuary, our belief. They destroyed our understanding so that we cannot connect to our God. They've given us their gods. Baal, Baal, Satan, the dragon, Moloch. These are the gods we've been worshiping ignorantly. Jesus. Okay, we ain't know nobody named Jesus. Total madness. And then when we wake up and understand these things, we say, well, hold up. I'm a stranger here. You dragged me here. And the Most High starts reviving us. It's like, okay, we have one who's the extremist. You're a terrorist. Read on.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 52. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Most High Ahiah, that I will do judgment upon her graven image.
You're going to destroy all your images and your idols. And man, if you even look at Washington, D.C., it's idol after idol. Monuments of idols. Obelisks, which is man's personal member. That's what an obelisk is. What's that, the Washington Monument? Idols every place. Five-pointed stars every place. But what if some did not believe? So what if you don't believe what we're teaching you? Paul asked, so what if some did not believe? Shall your unbelief make the faith of God without effect? You mean the Most High is going to stop his own program because you don't believe them? No, you're dead. That's what you are. Okay, his program was before us. And it will be well after us. And that's for the people that's walking out there. And there's wars all the time. There have always been these situations. Every few years this happens. Nothing is going to change. That's a dead man.
Shabbat shalom, barakatam, wakawada. Peaceful Sabbath, bless you all. And thank you for tuning to another episode of Friday Night Sabbath coming out of Babylon here for the Gathering Christ Church. where we connect the dots of our reality and current events with the Word of God and Bible prophecy. I'm your host, Brother and Elder Lamar Karab. It is December 30th, 2022, 7:19 p.m. Central Standard Time, as we are winding down the days of this so-called year 2022. And I pray you brothers and sisters out there are doing well this evening, that not only you've had a blessed week, but you've also had a blessed year, right, according to their calendar, okay? We know our new year doesn't start until the spring. Nonetheless, we will deal with it according to their calendar, as that's the calendar that they are on. And to some degree, we as well happen to live in this world. So we're going to deal with that tonight, okay? I know probably been a lot of ups and downs this year. A lot of things have happened in your personal lives as well as on the world stage. So let's have a conversation about it tonight, okay? But nonetheless, want to give all praises to the Creator, the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, whose names in the Hebrew are Haya, Yeshaya, and Ruach. Okay, that's the name of the Heavenly Father, His Son, whom the world calls Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, their names in the Hebrew, Ahaya, Yeshaya, and Ruach. All right, giving all praises to be here to see another weekly Sabbath. It's always good to make it from one Sabbath to the next and to serve and reverence this day as a sign to the Creator that we are on schedule, we are on code, and aligning ourselves with Him in the heavenly realm as here on earth. And hey, it's been a blessing to survive another year, right? Another very challenging year, and these last days, weeks, months, and years leading up to the return of Christ, it gets harder by the second. So to survive all the paganism, you know, right now with the holiday seasonal festivities going on, we're going into New Year's Eve, so-called, and New Year's Day. So I pray that you brothers and sisters are not allowing the paganism and the heathenism get you down in this time. You have to rise above it. And know that at one point that was us. We were celebrating this time in our youth, meaning in our carnal days before our awakening. So let's make sure that we exercise and walk with much grace and mercy, with this being the case. And hey, here we are again with another stream, another Friday night Sabbath coming out of Babylon stream. Thankful to be here. Love going through the information. So much is, learned on my part by going through this information that I don't get a chance to just dive all the way into up until now. So I look forward to going through this information as I'm sure, you all do as well. So let's go ahead and get tonight's title for the stream, and we will go right into the material for tonight, or we'll actually go into the announcements and then the material. Tonight's title is The 2023 Horizon and Beyond. The 2023 Horizon and Beyond. So as I had stated on GOCC Southwest on YouTube and GOCC Media, we're going to talk tonight about, some of the things that have happened in 2022 that we can look back on and say were very, impactful, very prophetic, very eye-opening, on and on and on. And I'm inviting all you brothers and sisters out there to call in tonight. I will give out the blog talk number and share some of the things that you remember from 2022. I won't be able to go through them all. And we'll also be going through what to look forward to for 2023, as well as the years, you know, past, going in, you know, beyond 2023. And so any of the things that you brothers and sisters may think we'll see happening in 2023 as well. Definitely call in. I would love to hear some of your thoughts on what to expect, what's happened this year that was big for you. And we'll make sure that we have the lines ready to go for your calls, okay? So just real quick, everyone, new listeners, those who are out there right now listening, letting you know we can be viewed, watched tonight through twitch.tv. We are GOCC Southwest on twitch.tv. You can view that through a web browser on your device, whether it's computer, laptop, smartphone, TV. You can open up a browser. You can type in the address bar. It'll take you right to this channel. You can also download the app, the Twitch app from the your device store, whether it's Google Store, Apple Store, whatever. And you can watch us through the app as well. We are also simulcasting through Blog Talk, Blog Talk Radio, where the guest call-in number is 515-605-9327, 515-605-9327. For those who would like to call in, they would like to chime in tonight, like to talk about 2022, you like to talk about 2023, go ahead and call in, press 1 once you call in, and that'll let me know that you would like to speak, and I will check the calls throughout the broadcast and bring you in, okay? Also, our main YouTube channel for GOCC Southwest is, of course, GOCC Southwest, where you can keep up to date with the latest, where we're going to be broadcasting our backup channels like Odyssey, with GOCC Southwest on odyssey.com, where you can find all of our backup content, okay? YouTube has a very, very strict policy when it comes to what you can and cannot talk about. With that being said, we have to find other avenues to speak here on Twitch. Unfortunately, Twitch only keeps, it went from 14 days, now they only keep a 7-day server archive. So our videos only last here for 7 days. So we have to have a backup Odyssey. Maybe once Odyssey gets their live streaming up to par and they have just started doing that and they get it a better experience there, we might just stream on Odyssey. And that way everything is there. We don't have to worry about uploading anything. The live stream is archived. And you can just mix it a little bit easier. But always make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, where that's the main hub. We'll do whatever we can to protect that channel so that you'll know where we are from week to week. Okay, we're also doing GOCC media content on Friday nights. Every other week, we do GOCC Fit. We talk about things health and fitness related. So if you're interested in keeping a healthy temple, keeping your body, your mind, your spirit healthy when it comes to, you know, dieting and exercise, make sure that you are tuned in to GOCC Media. You're subscribed every other Friday nights when we talk about things in regards to our health, all right? We also have the main channels for our church at Gathering 144. GOCC NYC is the backup channel. Those are on YouTube. Our web address, our website for the church, gatheringofchrist.org. Find all the different things, you know, in regards to this church, from GOCC Media, GOCC Network, where we have our entrepreneurs, small business owners on there with their businesses, to material, to the holy day calendar. So make sure that you, hey, set your homepage to gatheringofchrist.org. Check out the website from time to time so you can see what's going on, what's new. We also have the Hebrew and Bible Academy, I believe we're in week 5 right now. So if you would like to find out more about the Hebrew and Bible Academy, or you'd like to sign up, historytimes.org, where you can find out more about the Academy. All right, so go ahead, let everyone know where we are tonight, twitch.tv/GOCC Southwest. And once again, let me go ahead and get tonight's title before we dive into the material. Tonight's title, we have The 2023 Horizon and Beyond. The 2023 Horizon and Beyond. All right, tonight we're going to do some reflection on 2022, some of the things that have happened, big events, big stories, as well as what to expect in 2023 and future years. And definitely want to hear from you all tonight, you brothers and sisters, on some of your big moments of 2022, what you remember, as well as what you foresee happening in 2023. Okay. A lot of the things we're going to talk about tonight when it comes to what to expect for 2023, probably you can say a lot of these things happened in 2022, as well as a lot of things that you can say happened in 2022 are going to happen in 2023. Going to be the same consistent theme as we are in the end times and these birth pains. There are certain characteristics and attributes of the birth pangs. Okay, it's just that the birth pangs intensify as we go. So that means these events that happened this year are only going to get more intense next year, and then the year after, and the year, and all the way up until Christ's return, it's just going to get more intense. But it's pretty much no new thing under the sun. Same events, and they're just ramping it up. Okay. So one thing I would like to speak about, we've talked about here a lot lately. One of the biggest things I would say that we can look at for 2022 that happened, and maybe you brothers and sisters can relate to me on this. If you could say, well, before I go, let me ask you brothers and sisters in the chat. In 2022, what would you say was the most, groundbreaking, earth-shattering event that stood out to you that's happened this year? Most impactful, maybe was in the news the most. I'd like to hear from the chat real quick before I share, what I would say was one of the biggest things that happened this year. Someone says the opening of CERN. Someone else says vaccine deaths. All the food plants burnt down. Those are really, really good ones. Died suddenly. The vax reports. The cold just disappearing. What else? Okay. There it goes. That's what I was waiting for. The stuff with Kyrie and Ye about this awakening. When Kanye spoke on being Israel. So that's the one that I was really looking for, because for me, I think that was the biggest thing for me. I think the reason why I say the biggest thing, because I think it had the media's attention the most. A lot of those other things that were named were good, and maybe even be bigger things. We talk about people dying from this vaccine agenda. But that's not something that you really see in the news like that. That's more so hush-hush. You have to go to alternative places to get insight on that. But it was like when Kanye happened, and then no sooner than Kanye, a week or two later, Kyrie happened. It was like back-to-back, and it was like almost like two straight months of just, a lot of things dealing with us being Israelites, being Jews. you know, all the attacks, a lot of things being exposed. And we talked about it in a recent broadcast about in Maccabees, how the Greeks looked to steal our heritage and our identity. And we took it back because we were dedicated to our culture. Okay. And this feast known as the Feast of Dedication is actually the first real feast or holiday of the winter. And this is the feast that we should actually be celebrating, remembering, commemorating. But instead, they're giving us Thanksgiving. They're giving us Black Friday. They're giving us Christmas, all right, to replace that. So our heritage has been taken and replaced and given to us heathen customs and traditions, which is exactly what happened in Maccabees. Only difference is that then we weren't that disconnected to be able to fight back and take back our identity. And no sooner than you're getting right upon the dedication, the season of celebration for dedication, we have another instance to where two Black men and Kanye West, Kyrie Irving are coming out talking about where the Jews, where the Israelites, Hebrews, the Negroes. There is an attack and a certain deflective term that's thrown at us. It seems that whenever we look to claim and take a stake to our identity. Okay, and we'll talk about that here in a moment. But we saw in the book of Maccabees to where the heathen had made it a law to where it was against the law for us to claim to be a Jew or to claim to be Israel or an Israelite, okay, or to follow our customs. You know, keep the covenant, all these things to where now it's more psychological. They use certain demeaning terms, conspiracy theorists. Okay, that's one of their favorite terms they love to throw out there to attach with those who claim to be Israelites. Okay, we're going to get to the other term here in a moment. But they love to attack. They love to, you know, call us being part of a cult whenever we start to deny and we don't no longer celebrate the pagan holidays. They like to demonize and insult with these terminologies. Oh, you're in a cult. Oh, you're a Black Hebrew Israelite. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. On and on and on. All these demeaning, you know, terms. It's okay for them to demonize us, but the minute we call them out, they love to hide behind these deflective words that demonize. Okay, so let me pull up here something that I think is going to be, that was major in 2022, and also something that we're going to have to be especially on the watch for as we are going into 2023. And I want to also show a quick picture here. I've shown this here a lot lately. They aren't conspiracy theories. They're spoiler alert. So one term you're going to hear a lot tonight, as if you've not already heard it a lot before now, but one thing you're going to hear a lot tonight as we're going into 2023 is you're going to hear this term conspiracy thrown around, you know, very adequately, abundantly, all right? But the article I wanted to start with here comes off Axios News, and it says here, Biden forms task force to fight anti-Semitism. So this was the term that was being used at the time of Kanye and Kyrie with what was going on with them that was being thrown out there as this term to demonize those who would ascribe to being Hebrew. or being a Jew or being an Israelite. Oh, you must be anti-Semitic. All right. And so now, because of this, comes legislation. And a task force, December 12, 2022. So this is happening at the end of the year. Let's be on the lookout for this going into the new so-called year. It says the Biden administration announced Monday a new interagency group charged with developing a national strategy to combat anti-Semitism amid a rising tide of vitriolic rhetoric spewed by high-profile public figures. Now, I would love for them to tell me, because the word figures here is plural, I would love for them to come out and tell me the names of these high-profile figures who have spewed out a rising tide of vitriolic rhetoric. All right, they might could be able to use Kanye West, even though a lot of things have been manipulated with him. When he said, I'm going DEFCON 3 on the Jewish community, DEFCON is a defensive posture, not an attack. Okay, he misspelled the word DEFCON with death. All right, so they were able to manipulate that. And then at the same time, Kanye West was speaking out against the Jewish power structure, the mainstream media, the banking institutions, Hollywood. Okay, is this vitriolic rhetoric by exposing the fact that these people who are running these particular industries predominantly make up those that are claimed to be Jewish? Is that vitriolic? Well, these are some of the cloudy, unspecified, uncertainty that comes with this term anti-Semitism is we're not giving specifics on what it really means. It's just, well, if you even say anything about Jewish, then you're anti-Semitic, as if they cannot be criticized, or if they do wrong, it can't be pointed out. Or are you talking about a person like Kyrie Irving, who actually just put a tweet of a book and documentary out there, Hebrews to Negroes? He didn't say anything. Was that vitriolic rhetoric for him to put something up with a title such as Hebrews to Negroes? Is that vitriol? Okay, is that anti-Semitic? These are questions we must ask ourselves, because if that's so, then that's putting us in a very peculiar spot when it comes to us claiming our identity. Okay, we can't claim to be who we are, or it's anti-Semitic. When if we're saying that we are Shem, sons and daughters of Shem, then how can we then be against ourselves? Unless we are doing hurtful things ourselves. So really what's anti-Semitic is the music that's being promoted. Okay, WAP music, where women are basically prostitutes running around as harlots. Or trap music, where brothers are running around as thugs, drug dealers, promoting the prison culture. Now that would be anti-Semitic of us to actually promote and support that culture. But how about those people that are actually funding and capitalizing off of us participating in that culture? Why does it then become anti-Semitic if we point out them, who, a term thrown out there, culture vulture, right? These culture vultures, these buzzards or these eagles, as the Bible would call them, the eagle, right, would then capitalize on black-on-black evil, wickedness, violence, wrongdoing towards one another, promote it, right, heavily fund it, and be the authoritative power over it. You see? So, you know, things have been swapped around here, and this shows us who, you know, where the power truly lies. It doesn't lie with us. It shows who really is in power. It confirms what the scripture says when it says Esau is the end of the world, meaning he will be in control in the end, and we're in the end of the world. But here we have it to where they're calling out high-profile public figures as anti-Semitic, pushing a rising tide of vitriolic rhetoric. And that's very ambiguous because there's no name being said here. But nonetheless, they're using Kanye, Kyrie, to now bring forth this task force and up the ante when it comes to this term anti-Semitism. It says here, the big picture. The formation of the new group comes on the heels of calls to crack down on hate crimes and anti-Semitic violence across the U.S., while several lawmakers denouncing links to white nationalists and Holocaust deniers. Okay, so if you deny the Holocaust violence, that's a hate crime, okay, when I thought you lived in a country where it was freedom of speech, freedom of thought. If sodomites and the LGBTQ can, you know, deal with the same gender and can change their gender, as insane and absurd that is to us, why is it that something that you may look at as insane and absurd to you not be received with the same open arms that you receive towards sodomites, right? So there's a huge double standard that's set here, a lot of hypocrisy, right? But I guess that's anti-Semitic for me to point that out. But again, these are those that they are now are continuing to put into this bubble, in this term of conspiracy theorists. They're lumping all this together. Conspiracy theorists, Black Hebrew Israelite, anti-Semitic, Holocaust denier. So by you claiming to be Israel, automatically that puts you in the same boat as a Holocaust denier. When you never maybe have said that you deny the Holocaust happened. Hey, the Holocaust happened, and we have records in history to show that Blacks were in the Holocaust being experimented on, tortured and tormented in the Holocaust. So, you know, we're not denying the Holocaust happened. We might be questioning the narrative. Is that anti-Semitic to question the narrative that the history may not be correct? Especially when we look at those storytellers of history, and time again, as decades go by, the history then comes out and shows that the history that was told was nothing but a lie. So your track record of telling history is not very good. So the last thing I think you should be concerned with is making sure that you're getting the history right and going back and reexamining the history, not attacking us for questioning it or even for those that may deny it. Okay. It says here, detail, the new interagency group led by Domestic Policy Council staff and National Security Council staff will aim to better coordinate and expand federal efforts to counter anti-Semitism as well as Islamophobia and other forms of bias. Now, the last I checked, the only crimes Black people are committing against each other, right, predominantly. So, you know, Jewish people have nothing to fear when it comes to Black people attacking them with violence. Now, they may have something to fear as far as dealing with Black scholars calling them out and questioning them. Now, is that violence when we question you or call you out on history or facts that violent, right? So it sounds like somebody's a little sensitive and a little insecure here with some things that are being called into question. Last time I checked, it wasn't blacks that committed a Holocaust on the Jewish community. It was white Germans, Europeans, Caucasians, okay? So this is one Caucasian race committing atrocities against another Caucasian race. So it sounds like to me, like you have some genocide going on within your own community that you should be concerned about, looking at each other, not looking at the black community as some type of violent threat against the Jewish community. Listen, the last thing a black person is looking to do is commit violence against another race of people. We're terrified of doing that, but we have no short fuse or shortage of committing violence against our own. That's our problem. So it sounds like both communities have committed violence against their own, and that should be the focus, not violence against one another, unless you want to talk about the slave trade and all the violence that happened with that and who was responsible and behind that, where there's still no reparations that have happened, which is something that happened 400 years ago. I mean, it didn't take long for the Jewish community to get their reparations, and that only happened, 70, 80 years ago. So these are more so the conversations that need to be had. But nonetheless, because they have the power of media, they can spin the story, they can put things in position to further embolden and empower them, and this is what we have here right now going on with this anti-Semitism task force. It says the task force will work with community leaders, government officials, lawmakers, and activists to develop a whole-of-society strategy focused on anti-Semitism, including the ways it takes shape on and offline. All right. Here we see where Chuck Schumer, who was Jewish, warned of a dramatic resurgence of anti-Semitism at a conference after slamming former President Trump for dining with anti-Semitic rapper Ye and the white nationalist and Holocaust denier Nick Fuentes, right? And it's interesting how this conveniently, these scenarios conveniently fit their narrative so that they can push these particular types of emboldenments. Right, these legislative forces that they're putting in place. It says here, what else do we have? President Biden similarly urged American political leaders to publicly reject anti-Semitism wherever it hides. And see, again, we're still waiting on a definition of what this term anti-Semitism, and see, they don't want to have a conversation with us at all, because we're going to ask these questions and we're going to hold their feet to the fire. We can't have these honest conversations with anyone from their community that represents them, any of their leaders that are representatives of their community. They don't want to have any, they just want to sit back and spew these particular talking points. What else do we have here? It says anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. reached an all-time high in 2021, according to the Anti-Defamation League. All right, so what can we look forward to? Because this is what happened in 2022, toward the end of 2022. Going into 2023 is this fight, this so-called fight, this media propagandizing of anti-Semitism and then putting power forces in place. In this instance, a task force to fight this. Okay, what is that going to look like? And what would that look like for Black America? Okay, and we have a guest in the call queue. I'm going to go ahead and go to the caller on the call line, 210 area code. Again, if you would like to speak on 2022, some things that happened this year that you would like to talk about, things you think are going to happen in 2023, don't hesitate to call in. The guest caller number is 515-605-9327. Press 1, and I'll take your call. So let's go over to the 210 area code. 210 area code. Shabbat Shalom, you are live.
Shabbat Shalom, Elder. All praise be to the Most High. This year has been a year full of adventure for me and my family. We moved to Texas on a leap of faith from Boston. We kind of hit our face on the floor a little bit. And but the Most High showed us a lot of favor this year because I found a decent job sometime around June of this year. And through all that, the Most High actually showed a lot of favor, because this same job that I have now, being out in Texas, I was supposed to actually have back in Massachusetts, my old state, and I decided to not take that job because of circumstances I was dealing with at the time. And so I moved out here, I found this job, and through this, the Most High was able to allow me and my family to be able to purchase 11 acres of land. We now have our house built on the land. I have my own oil well on the land, and I own the mineral rights to my oil on the land. I have my own electricity on the land, have my own water well on the land. And me and my wife are finally getting ready to move on to our property next week. And so, you know, for all the people that that are on this call that may be going through some things, it's just, you know, just remaining faithful in times of doubt. Because, you know, I didn't think that this was feasible. And yet, you know, my wife told me to take a leap of faith and, you know, apply for the land. We were able to get that. I took the next step, leap of faith, applied for the house. My credit wasn't all that great, and the Most High still came through. You know, and all the money that we had to put up towards getting this place up and running, again, I don't know where it came from. The Most High just provided everything that we went through. So, you know, through trial and tribulation, I've come to realize that there's nothing that our power cannot do for us as long as we're remaining faithful and keeping our hands to the plow. You know, I will say that, you know, despite all of the controversies and the propaganda and the rhetoric that's going on in the world around us, you know, I choose to just continue to live my life for the Most High and not really worry about too much about what's happening in the world, because what's going to happen is what's going to happen, and there's nothing that's going to stop these things from happening. But the unity in family and the unity within his body is important, and I've come to realize how instrumental our brothers and sisters in his body are at keeping brothers like myself encouraged in times of weakness. And so, you know, I just want to give all glory, honor, and praise to the Most High for this platform, for this broadcast, because it's brought me a lot of inspiration. It's brought me a lot of hope. And I just want to say, Tawana Elder, for all that you do, and Barakatham.
Well, Tawana, for calling in and your support, and just, man, all praises to the Most High for what he blessed you with. I mean, all that, what you're saying, I mean, that's what they sold us, what the American dream was, and, you know, with our reparations, we're supposed to get 40 acres and a mule, and just from the reason that you just named all the things that you're able to do and have is the reason why they will never give us 40 acres and a mule, because of the empowerment that comes with just having land. All the things you're able to do, being off-grid, all the resources, being self-sufficient, being independent, and that's what they don't want. They need slaves. So, you know, praise the Most High. He's breaking our captivity. This is the beginning of what it looks like. And we'll continue to pray that you continue to prosper in those things you're doing.
God, all praise be to the Most High, my brother, at the water. And like I said, Barakatah, Shabbat Shalom.
All right, Shabbat Shalom. yeah, you know, hey, if we can start doing those things that the brother called in with, man, it separates the playing field. This is what the Gentiles are working with and operating on, and this is what allows them to be on another level from us, because they're able to operate in this type of capacity. So, you know, we have to start opening up our minds to thinking like that, because they programmed us under this construct mentality of living in cities. And not that there's anything necessarily wrong with living in a city. However, if you can live on some land, have your own, and homestead, and then now you can interact and deal with the city on your terms, that's getting the best of both worlds while maximizing the best world of the two, which is having your own property. Okay, so more to come in 2023, possibly, potentially, us coming into more land and homesteading more and doing those things. That's the direction we need to go, because when they put these mandates in place and you're in the city, if you don't comply, there will be stiff consequences. Whereas if you're outside the grid, living on land, it's going to be harder for them to put a beat out on you. So let us now as we have gone a little bit, 2022, again, I just wanted to deal with one thing because that was the biggest thing for me. What we're going to talk about tonight, a lot of it isn't just what to expect in 2023. It happened in 2022 as well. So, but I want to shift now to what can we now expect as we're coming upon the horizon as the pagan new year starts tomorrow night when the ball drops. Okay. What can we now expect? Some things that can only maybe intensify for 2023 or outright may just happen that have been brewing up until now happen in 2023, right, and beyond. So what I want to deal with now is something that you see here on your screen as we are in the wintertime. Okay, we are in the wintertime. And we are just recently pull it up here, coming out of a once in a generation winter storm. Okay, once in a generation storm will cripple will impact nearly every state and cripple Christmas travel, right? How many of you all can share your experience from this winter blizzard that just swept across the country this past week or so? Okay, we're going to take a video out here, and we're going to talk about the weather as we're ending this year. And what to expect next year, all things in regards to the weather. We have here, Buffalo begins to dig out from historic blizzard. Check it out. Remember in Matthew 24, verse 20, Christ told us, pray that our flight be not in the winter. He also warned us, when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies. So here we see a blizzard, and who they send in? Military. See? So we have to recognize how these things work, and how they're able to get next to us with military. And under an emergency, the Constitution is suspended, all bets is off, okay? The laws are put on hold for the current emergency authorization. Okay, we saw that with COVID-19, where they emergency authorized vaccines in Operation Warp Speed through the military time. Right? One thing I want to immediately point out with this video. So now Buffalo is seeing a big time melt as temperatures are now rising significantly after a record historic blizzard. Okay, we're going to talk about that more in a moment. Let's talk about this blizzard for right now. Okay, this comes off of the economiccollapseblog.com. It says here, this is not normal. The nation braces for a bomb cyclone that will bring the coldest air in decades. So you didn't have to be in Buffalo to experience this unnormal cold weather that came through and swept across the whole country. Whether it was snow, blizzard, freezing cold air, gusty winds in Oregon and rain. You've also had tornadoes happening down in the South and Midwest during wintertime. All right. It says here, we are only at the very beginning of winter. So I want you all to highlight that because winter extends into the following year. Beginning of 2023 will actually be the coldest month of winter. We're only at the beginning. This isn't the coldest month of winter, and we are already being hit by a storm that will bring the coldest air in decades in many parts of the country. In fact, there will be some areas where wind chill temperatures drop so low that it will literally be life-threatening to be outside. Needless to say, we could really use some of that global warming they keep talking about right now because conditions are going to be bitterly cold all over the U.S. this week, right? And this is the reason why they had to change that global warming term because it's not going to fit when a scenario like this where it gets and becomes freezing cold. So they had to change it to climate change, right? It says here, for years I have been warning that global weather patterns are starting to go completely nuts, and this winter is certainly off to an extremely bizarre beginning. Okay, so we're already at the end of the year, starting off, going into the new year, extremely bizarre. It says here, if you live in a place that will get hit really hard this week, please be safe. According to the Weather Channel, the giant storm that has begun to swap across the nation is known as Winter Storm Elliott. And it could become a bomb cyclone over the Great Lakes later this week. All right. This developing storm will also usher in bitterly cold air to much of the nation as far as south as Texas, the Gulf Coast, and Florida. So here in Texas, the temperature dropped almost below zero, which is unheard of for, you know, a lot of parts of Texas. So what exactly is a bomb cyclone? Well, normally a storm is considered to have undergone bombogenesis. Its minimum surface pressure drops by at least 24 millibars in 24 hours or less. Now that's interesting that they use the term bomb cyclone. Okay, doublespeak. Have to be very mindful of the doublespeak, and we'll get to that in a moment by them calling the term for this type of storm a bomb cyclone. What is a bomb? It says here. So basically, this storm, the millibars dropping or the pressure dropping so quick in such a short amount of time is just something that's not normal. It's unheard of. So they refer to it as a bomb cyclone. It says, of course, we've seen bomb cyclones before, but this one truly is a monster. If you can believe this, the storm will cover nearly the entire country east of the Rocky Mountains later this week. So as you can see here, right, this is what it was, let me see if I can see the date, Friday, at one point on Friday, you see the hot air, and then in a 24-hour period, you've seen this pop up where you see the cold air, and this is covering almost majority of the U.S., and here's all that hot air gone now, been pushed out the way. I have never seen anything quite like this. Okay, AccuWeather says that this will be the coldest air in decades, sub-freezing temperatures. Okay, frightening forecasts here being said to be forecasting. We had temperatures in Montana and North Dakota saying could be below 30 and 40 degrees Fahrenheit, below zero, sub-zero temperatures. Minnesota could reach below 40 degrees. And not only that, high winds with this blizzard. So this will be like something pulled out of a Hollywood disaster film. And we know what people are running to Hollywood. Wind chills as cold as negative 70 Fahrenheit in Wyoming and Montana. Negative wind chills as far south as Austin, Texas. Even single-digit wind chills in the Florida Panhandle. Deadly cold. Check out how it's warm and then all of a sudden it's just cold. In a 24-hour span, it just cold. All right, no gradual decrease to get there. It's just hit the switch, cold. Or should I say warm, hit the switch, cold. Global weather patterns have been going haywire for quite a while, and it just keeps getting worse with each passing year. So if you think that things are bad now, just wait until you see what happens in 2023 and beyond. Now, if any of you all remember, we did a broadcast a couple years ago titled Geostorm, Geoengineering the Collapse of Civilization and the Climate Change Deception. Because at the beginning of 2021, you had an apocalyptic storm hit the country, and places who were never known to have such weather, like Texas, had electricity go out in many places for many, many days, even up to a week, water going out, pipes busting. And I talked about my experience during this weird, bizarre storm where I was out at 3 o'clock in the morning in the dead of night, and the sky was lit up. It was glowing like the sun was out. And I asked anybody, is this normal when it snows? Because maybe I'm not just the most, you know, expert when it comes to snow. You know, no one on the broadcast could say that they've ever experienced that type of light. In a dead of night snowstorm, 3 a.m. You also had people showing snow that they had gathered, and they were trying to burn it, and the snow wouldn't melt. Matter of fact, they put a flame to the snow. Instead of it melting, the snow burns. Okay, well, they took the snow and they put it in a pot and they tried to melt it, and the snow wouldn't melt. Okay, so we're going to talk about these things tonight, but definitely go into our archives. You can check out, will we be seeing something similar to an apocalyptic snowstorm this before winter's over with? Because remember, it's because the pagan new year is starting doesn't mean that the winter is ending. It's not like our new year where winter is coming to an end and spring starts. Okay, their winter is just beginning. Well, the winter is just beginning going into the pagan new year. All right, so we have more here. It says here on NBC News, death toll rises to at least 57 as freezing temperatures and heavy snow wallop swaths of U.S. All right, so over 50 people dead from this storm. The life-threatening cold temperatures and in combination with dangerous wind chills will create a potentially life-threatening hazard for travelers. The National Weather Service warns. Now, with this storm, some of you may be aware of this, maybe some of you experienced this, but traveling, Southwest Airlines had to cancel over 1,000 flights. And a lot of people were stranded during the storm, one, because of the weather, and also because of other reasons. We'll talk about that later in this broadcast. Okay, but people died. I even got reports of people's electricity going out. So imagine when the grid goes down, your ability to heat yourself is strictly dependent upon the grid in the system, because they've taken away the ability for most people to heat themselves the traditional methods with a iron stove where you can bring in the wood and you can throw it in the stove and you can light that wood up, get a good fire going in your house and heat the house, cook, whatever you need to do. They've taken that away and now your heat is strictly dependent upon electricity or gas. You see? So now you're totally dependent upon the system in a time like this, and if it gets cold enough, it could mean your life for those who are vulnerable. Okay, people getting caught in their cars being stranded maybe, and now your life is being threatened in your car because maybe this came out of nowhere, and it's warm enough for you to wear shorts outside, and you're driving one day, and then all of a sudden a blizzard comes in, negative, temperatures, and now you get your car shuts down, you're stranded with no way to warm yourself, all right, you may not survive that scenario, all right? And also in the midst of that, what do we have of natural news? Buffalo descends into chaos as looters invade businesses following historic blizzard. So at the same time, again, people have to eat, and maybe they didn't get to the grocery store in time before the storm hit. So that's another problem. And now you have no food. Pray that your flight be not in the winter. Okay, you better be prepared. That's why when the Feast of Trumpets comes, that trumpet sounding and blown, that should start your time. If you don't have any winter prep, start building your storehouse for winter. Especially, you should have a storehouse all year round, but especially going into the wintertime, have a storehouse. Have ways to cook your food if the grid goes down. There's all kind of ways. There's a way where you can actually put together some cinder blocks and some candles. The little bitty small candles. Okay? And with 8 of those little candles, it's 450 degrees. It can heat up your house or it can actually allow you to cook on it. Okay, there's all type of creative ways. And it's not going to be a problem doing it indoors either. You can do this in your house without causing any type of smoke or anything. Just heat. Okay, but for those that are the unprepared, and this is just winter, in the event, if you're unprepared, what's going to happen? Chaos. Looting, stores getting ransacked, broke into. And good luck with them, defunding the police. Good luck with the police being there for your business. Or if you're being robbed or mugged in a scenario like this. Okay, so as this apocalyptic storm hit Buffalo, New York, what descended on the city? Looting and a crime wave. Okay, multiple posts on social media show the chaos as police work like mad to contain the wave of business theft as shops and stores closed down due to the inclement weather and most residents stayed indoors. But not all. Scores of others saw the snow emergency as an opportunity to take what didn't belong to them. Okay? And it, you may say, well, I'm going to have a store, so I don't have anything to worry about. Well, you know what? They may look at your house as an opportunity. The scriptures tell us that they're going to invade neighbors, invade homes, which is a reason for you to have a man in the house, to have protection in the house. When the invaders come, you can defend your home. You can defend your family. It says here, with some containing audio of multiple shots being fired. So let's look at some of this chaos. Heavy gunfire heard as looters flee a business in Buffalo, New York. And this is just the beginning of what dark winter looks like. Okay, and excuse the language, because of course, these are citizens recording this in the chaos situation. You know, you're gonna see violence and you're gonna hear language. So there's nothing I can do about that. So here's another one. Buffalo police are arresting looters. And you know who the main ones are in these scenarios looting, right? You don't even have to ask. The unprepared, the opportunistic are the ones looting. Okay. Pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, because this is just the tip of the iceberg of what the dark winter is going to look like. Walmart, look at Walmart. Even Walmart's not safe. It's big. Walmart stands for martial law, right? And as big a conglomerate as Walmart is, they're not even safe when the chaos hits, okay? We're living in a time of serious mental illness. People have taken the vaccine. The frequencies are being unleashed on the population. We have inflation. We have all kind of things going on in our reality, which is going to lead to these type of things happening more than ever before. Okay, so I think you all get the gist. You will have the article where you can look at all of these instances of chaos. But giving you a glimpse in what to look forward to going into 2023 and the rest of this winter and beyond: chaos, looting, more apocalyptic storms. But not only that, let's go to our next video here. The next video says this winter heat wave is about to cause chaos. So no, sooner than we have an apocalyptic historic blizzard, now we're about to have a winter heat wave. What in the world is going on with this weather? Let's check it out. And that was a good saying. Don't be scared. Be prepared. okay? So you have cold historic blizzards. You have hot, you know, historic heat waves happening all in the wintertime, all over the country. What in the world is going on? What's going on with the weather? Well, I think we can identify it with some information we have here tonight. We have an article on interestingengineering.com. It says here, scientists plan to hit an asteroid with more than 9.6 million radio waves from HARP. What in the world? Or what not in the world? Low-frequency radio waves can reveal the in interiors of an asteroid. Now, I've been hearing this whole talk about an asteroid and a meteor and all these things supposed to be hitting the Earth. You've been hearing about this, and they've been pumping this fear for decades now. With nothing hitting this Earth, they put out movies like Deep Impact, and there's other movies out there where it talks about this asteroid coming in. They have to send out space teams out there to destroy this rock before it hits the Earth. But let's first talk about HARP for those who may not be aware or familiar with what HARP is. We're going to go to their website, the official HARP website here. About HARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or HARP, is a scientific endeavor aimed at studying the properties and behavior of the ionosphere. The ionosphere stretches roughly 50 to 40 miles above the Earth's surface, right at the edge of space. Along with the neutral upper atmosphere, the ionosphere forms the boundary between Earth's lower atmosphere, where we live and breathe, and the vacuum of space. This is NASA. It's a statement by NASA. Operation of the research facility was transferred from the U.S. Air Force to the University of Alaska Fairbanks on August 11, 2015. So this particular HARP research facility initially was under the U.S. military, the Air Force, and they transferred it to the University of Alaska in 2015. Allowing HARP to continue with exploration of ionospheric phenomenology via a land use cooperative research and development agreement. It says here, HARP is the world's most capable high power, high frequency transmitter for study of the ionosphere. The HARP program is committed to developing a world-class ionospheric research facility consisting of the Ionospheric Research Instrument, a high-power transmitter facility operating in the high-frequency range. The IRI can be used to temporarily excite a limited area of the ionosphere for scientific study. A sophisticated suite of scientific or diagnostic instruments can be used to observe the physical processes that occur in the excited region. Okay, so a lot of science here, but what we are seeing is a high power, high frequency technology of transmitters being used. And what they're saying in studying the atmosphere or the ionosphere, okay, maybe this is giving us a little insight to what is going on with our weather right now. Well, we have a History Channel documentary that came out over a decade ago talking about HARP as well as weather warfare. Let's check this out here. I think this is going to start to give us some real insight to what's going on with our crazy weather. Man is on a quest to play God. Now, where have we seen this lately mainly? Right? Vaccinations, transhumanism, okay? But in this case, man is on a quest to play God with the weather. Weather warfare. Possible to already been attacked using weather weapons. Have we already been attacked? Are we being attacked now with weather weapons, family? With what's going on in the winter and even, you know, previous seasons, but right now, especially with having a historic blizzard and heat wave all at the same time in the wintertime. Enemy could do what? Let's say that again. If the enemy could change the jet stream over North America, it could plunge America into an ice age. Interesting. So her experiment is off limits to video. It can't be recorded. It's off limits. Okay. It's private. And that way, you know, whatever they choose to disclose or put out there is their choice, but they're not going to record it so that we can have full access to see what's really going on. See that? So now they're showing how controlling lightning can be used as a weapon, in this case against enemy tanks. All right, but nonetheless, they're controlling Mother Nature, right? Fast forward a little bit. This is a 45-minute long document here, so we can't watch it all. I'm just going to hit some certain parts here. Let's move forward, dealing with this electricity technology. So Tesla also was dedicated to being able to control the weather through frequency, through waves. So the jet stream is the lifeblood of the earth, and they are looking to manipulate and control this lifeblood by sending out these frequencies into the air waves. So you had the blackout of 1976. And with this blackout was accompanied by a strange frequency that they didn't know, you know, what these frequencies were. They would just blame Russia. So droughts, okay? Droughts was then caused what? Famine, right? These are things that we have to be on the lookout for. And we're just getting the actual, you know, the actual place of where they're, you know, why they're happening, where they're coming from. This is all engineered. But nonetheless, this is going to give us some insight to what to look forward to 2021. 2023 and beyond. So is this just Mother Nature being unpredictable? And we just don't understand Mother Nature, or is this climate change caused by mankind? So these are the things that they would throw out there to throw you off from what's really going on. We're going to show you, we're going to bring out the receipt tonight to show you who's doing this and why. So the military would lead you to believe that this is a science project. They're just studying the behavior of the sky for both civilian and defense purposes, right? This is what they would tell us so that we will accept them and this technology and them using this. So their documents, their white papers, which we go into all the time, admit that they admit this is what they're doing. But of course, when they get in front of the public that are put on the spot, they're going to lie and dismiss it. Okay, so we're going to go into some of those documents tonight. So this guy has replicated the HARP technology doing his own little science project and shown that this is exactly what HARP is doing or what it has the capability to do, which is manipulate and control the weather. So now does it make sense what's going on? Starting to make sense, family, what's going on with our weather and how it's unexplained according to the rules and laws of nature of how it's supposed to work and how it's supposed to be. I mean, a heat wave in winter, tornadoes in winter, historic blizzards at the beginning of winter. It's all starting to come together now when we understand that there is a hidden hand behind the scenes at the wheel. So they would like us to think, well, there's no proof that they're doing this, even though they have the ability to do this. I mean, only thing one needs to do is ask themselves the question, what's up with the weird weather, to know that this is proof, right? So not only is weather associated with HARP's ability to manipulate and control it, but also earthquakes. All right, let's see if we can connect the dots to that happening recently in conjunction with this historic blizzard that hit the U.S. this past week or so. Similar to this winter, where in a 24-hour time span, the temperature shifted into the cold numbers. Just like here, we see this water and rain falling within a 24-hour span more than you would see in a whole month's worth of rain in England. Now, we have almost a minute left before the lines close. If you have something you would like to say about 2022 or 2023, make sure you call in. Guest call in number is 515-605-9327 and press 1, and I'll take your call. You've got a minute left to call in if you'd like to speak. But let's continue here. So we see flooding caused by HARP or these type of technologies. We see earthquakes. What else? What other technologies are working together with HARP here? See, there goes that word again, conspiracy theorists, right? They love to use that to deflect away from you thinking that this is what's going on. And see, they like to use it as if it's one country fighting against another, but they never talk about a country's government fighting against its people and waging this war against its own citizens. See, that's the real war. All right? That's the real war. Let's move forward here. There's more. A couple other little points we want to hit. All right, let's see. So hurricanes don't go in straight lines, but yet all the tracks from Katrina were in straight lines, and a straight line right at New Orleans. Some sinister conspiracy theories, like what? Hurricanes don't go in straight lines, and yet somehow in Katrina, it did on several occasions. See, you got to watch these guys. And really, they're the conspiracy theorists when we look at it, because they must prove that what's going on with this weather. What's the explanation? They don't have an explanation. But if you try to bring some gravity to the conversation, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Because that, no one would do something like that. The government wouldn't do that. The military wouldn't do that. They're good guys. Everybody's good in the world, right? That's the basis you would have to have for a conversation like that. Everyone's good. No one makes mistakes for something like this to happen. It wasn't Russia or Chinese, all right? See, this is how they try to cover for a country's own war against its own people. Okay, it wasn't China or Russia that did this to America. Okay, it was the American government and the collective of the world government attack. Okay, so their attack is on people in general, not just people in other countries. No, their attack is on all of mankind. In this case, it was just America that happened in this instance with Katrina. Your enemies throwing hurricanes at you are your own government. Okay? And see, that's the denial that most patriotic Americans, and you also have agents that try to manipulate too. That's the deception that they're in, is that this is, it's always Russia, China, you know, some outside force. No, enemy is within, okay? America is at war against its own people. China is at war against its own people. Russia is at war against its own people, okay? These are all leaders under Satan that are warring and waging war against mankind. There's no proof of such a conspiracy. Even though we have the technology and the military has admitted to these experiments, but there's no proof. Like, meaning you have to actually have them come out and say, yeah, we created Katrina, you know, we caused it. Like, who is going to come out and admit to that? Or who is going to get caught? Maybe 50, 60 years down the road, it'll be declassified when people have forgotten about it and moved on from it, like everything else that they declassify, right? So that's why, you know, people like History Channel will come out with this. They'll put it out there so that they can control the narrative, okay? And say, yeah, they can do it, but there's no proof. There's no reason why they would do it. It's basically making you believe the devil isn't real. If you understand the devil is real, he's the god of this world, that's all you need to know as to why this would happen, and there's your proof. And we're going to go into scriptures here in a moment on this as well. Potential. A year after Katrina, something strange happened. Just like something strange happened in 05 with Katrina, in 06, not a single hurricane hit the U.S. so that all focus could be on Katrina and the recovery. Right? Let's fully focus on what happened with Katrina, and all other hurricanes came towards America and they veered away and went the other way. Bizarre. But to think that this was all done through manipulation through technology is conspiracy theory. So they can cause hurricanes to not hit, as well as they can steer them and cause them to hit where they want also. Now, there's a little bit more to this documentary, but we're going to, for the sake of time, move forward. But now let us come back to the original article. Now that we've gone through the history of HAARP, weather warfare, so now scientists are coming out telling us of their plans to hit an asteroid. So they're admitting that they're using HAARP to send frequencies into the sky, into the air, radio waves. Okay, all this is cover. This is cover, so if there's anyone out there that can identify HAARP doing something, okay, they can just write it off and say, well, we were fighting against an asteroid in space. So you should really thank us for our service to mankind, because this asteroid could have hit planet Earth and killed us all. No, this is cover. All right, this is them coming out admitting that they're shooting frequencies, 9.6 million radio waves into the sky, and getting you to accept it as something good. Okay. And even more so for those of us that know, there's no such thing as an asteroid. Okay, you read the Bible, you understand scriptures, there are no asteroids. It's nonsense. So that would even more further validate that HAARP is shooting stuff in the sky. It ain't for asteroids. They're shooting it in the sky for something else. And I believe the History Channel just exposed it while trying to do damage control. So this dangerous asteroid might hit our planet in 2029. So you're talking about 7 years from now. They're shooting frequencies out into space for 7 years from now. All right, this is the nonsense that they want to sell us on. They're shooting 9.6 megahertz radio waves into space, trying to convince you that this is digging deep into an asteroid. And this isn't just warfare on people on Earth, on mankind. This is also space wars. Okay, we know the angelic hosts travel in and out of portals in the heavens, in the heavenly realm, and into Earth, as well as Christ is coming back to crack that sky. So this is them in their Star Wars, Space Wars, as well as wreaking havoc on mankind through weather, okay, through natural disaster. All right. And this was also shown in this particular, let me see if I can find it real quick. Let me talk about this document real quick. See if I can find it. If not, I have it, so we can talk about it, no problem. Okay, I think this is it right here. Yeah, this is it right here. So they have a military document. Like I said, we're going to go into their own papers. Weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather in 2025. Now, this is very interesting because just last broadcast that we did, we talked about something else with the year 2025. The Gates of Hell, Bill Gates, just planned his latest future pandemic scenario with catastrophic contagion, where this new pneumococcal pandemic is supposed to happen in 2025. It's supposed to be the next pandemic event. Let us now connect not only the dots between 2025, the years, but also let's connect this, what's going on, what they're doing with the weather and the frequencies, along with sickness. Have you noticed also this fall and winter, a lot of people being sick, you know, getting sick multiple times within a month or 2 month span, having a hard time trying to shake off upper respiratory issues, weird upper respiratory sicknesses, almost, you know, pneumonia-like or, you know, bronchitis, like real weird sicknesses. Well, I believe with what we're going into tonight, it's going to all come together as what's going on. But now we see that they're admitting to using HAARP and shooting it into the sky. Right around Christmas. But let's look at this real quick, this weather as a force multiplier. Military document, owning the weather by 2025, they want to own the weather. And they're using it under the pretext that we have to be a step ahead of Russia or China or Iran when it comes to weaponry. And whenever the military comes in to fly their planes with their jets with chemtrails, commercial airlines must move out the way. So that's what you see happening here. You have a military jet coming in to spray poison in the air, and this commercial airliner is in the way. It must divert out the way. See that? Get out the way. I'm coming through spraying poison. So if you never have to, if you never have to shoot around in warfare, meaning that warfare is mostly psychological, but understand their goal is to depopulate the world with shooting as least amount of rounds as they can. So what did they do in 2020? They drummed up fear behind the cold and flu and called it a pandemic, through psychological warfare, and got people to go out and shoot themselves with the vaccine. See how this works? They also have a way to be able to do it through weather. You also kill people through weather without shooting around. Okay, they can blame it on Mother Nature. Okay, they can blame it on a virus. As long as we're not blamed for shooting rounds, that's too obvious in killing. Now, we'll do it more strategically and be able to kill them off and them not knowing that there's a war going on, that they're in a war while we're killing them. So this document weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather in 2025, right? Going into the catastrophic contagion year of the next pandemic. Now, this particular white paper was presented to the Air Force by all military brass, colonel, lieutenant, LTC, major, major, August 1996. So this is a 20-year plan that they had in 1996 for 2025. And now they have to put a disclaimer in there, of course, to try to take any type of spotlight on the military in this. It says 2025 is a study designed to comply with a directive from the Chief of Staff of the Air Force to examine the concepts, capabilities, and technologies the United States will require to remain the dominant air and space force in the future. Air and space, heavens, okay? Air is for war against us. Space is for war in the heavens. The views expressed in this report are those of the authors and do not reflect the official policy or position of the United States Air Force, Department of Defense, or the U.S. government. So, of course, they have to put the disclaimer out there to absolve the military and the U.S. government. All the while, this information is being presented to them on a silver platter by military officials. Foolishness. Okay? You have to be simple. You have to be simple to see that disclaimer and say, oh, well, see right there, the government and the military, see, they haven't got anything to do with this. Then why is it being presented to them? Why is this in military, in their own experiments and research? So you have bullet points here, like why would we want to mess with the weather? What do we mean by weather modification? The Global Weather Network, applying weather modification to military operations. Precipitation, fog. Now, I don't know if you all noticed this, but where I was, right before it got cold here, there was this weird fog that came down. It was foggy outside for a few days at nighttime. And I'm like, I don't really remember fog in the wintertime. There was this fog that came down. People were reporting that they were in this fog, and it was making their throat scratchy, giving them this weird sensation in their throat when they were in this fog. Okay, so I noticed that right before the cold front came in. A weird fog. It says storms. Exploitation of near space for space control. So they want you to think that they're warring against each other for space. No, they're not warring against each other. They're warring together against a force coming out of space. The reason why you can go right now and they have a space station up there and they all share the same space station. How can you all share the same space station, Russia, U.S., China, but all be at war against each other? Doesn't make sense. Unless you understand that they're all together, making you believe that they're divided. Opportunities afforded by space weather modification. Communication dominance via ionospheric modification. That is hard. Artificial weather. How do we get there from here? Okay, so these are just some of the things that are in there. Bullet points. So you can find this PDF online for those that want to go through it. But let us keep going here. Speaking of Star Wars, Space Wars, we have heating, it says heart, heating up the heavens. Okay? You call it space. They made you believe it's space. No, it's the heavens. It's the heavenly realm. It's the space between earth and the throne of the Most High God. And that's what the war is being waged in heavenly realms. It says here, battling rumors of death beings and mind control. So that not only are we seeing that these frequencies from technologies like HARP can, you know, control weather, earthquakes, death beams, and mind control. Can control the frequencies, can control your mind. The mental illness of people right now, losing their minds. The frequencies are going crazy from these technologies. Okay, you also have 5G. What is it like when it's mixing with those that took the shot? Okay, heating up the heavens. What else do we have? Off MI Technology Review for Climate Change, a startup said it's begun releasing particles into the atmosphere in an effort to tweak the climate. Now let's break down that title and what they just dropped right there. Look how loose they're using those words. First of all, they're admitting that they're releasing particles into the sky in an effort to tweak the climate. Tweak the climate how? And who gave them the right and the power to tweak the climate or to mess with the climate or mess with the weather? So yes, climate change is being caused by men. It's being caused by the men who are in charge, who are controlling and manipulating the weather, not from carbon emissions, not from overpopulation, not from, you know, cow farts or animals or anything like that, if they would make us believe. Okay? So understand the language here. They would make you believe that they're doing this for good, but they don't disclaim whether it's for good or bad. They just have to tweak in the climate. Okay, releasing sulfur particles. So again, it's all about getting you accepting that they're doing this. Potentially crossing a controversial barrier in the field of solar geoengineering, which the term geoengineering refers to deliberate efforts to manipulate the climate by reflecting more sunlight back into space. Okay? Mimicking a natural process that occurs in the aftermath of large volcanic eruptions. Had a volcano eruption recently. All in the same space of this weather happening. I think it's the largest volcano in the world, in Hawaii. And they're doing this because they're saying it could potentially ease global warming, right? Potentially. Well, is that wise to do something that could potentially, I mean, you're not sure if this is going to help. Let's try it anyway. Meaning that there's a potential it could actually cause harm. It could do more bad than good. See, this is not what's being highlighted here. And maybe now we can understand why it's so controversial. Let's see, what else do we have here? So now maybe it's understandable about why these weird sicknesses are going around, because now they're admitting to using HARP. I mean, it's no secret no more. They have to come out now and admit it and do damage control. Oh, we're shooting it for an asteroid. Oh, we're doing it for climate change. We're spraying for climate change. No, you're spraying it and using hops to try to kill us, make us sick. Now it makes sense where these weird sicknesses are coming from. What else do we have here? Oh, wow. They're even using mockery. It says, we joke slash not joke that this is partly a company and partly a cult. See how there's truth in comedy or in humor? This is partly a company and partly a cult. This is how you get people to accept it, because you put it out there, do damage control, you joke about it, and it makes people feel more comfortable to accept it. This is the level that people have come to with the delusion of reality these days. Check this out. It's morally wrong, in my opinion, for us not to be doing this. Not that it's morally wrong for them to play God or mess with the weather without any of our input on this. No, it's morally wrong if they don't do this. And for them to do this as quickly and safely as they can. Right? You see how sick and bold and arrogant these people are? There's a lot here. I'm just trying to hit some of the main points. Okay, we have more on this. A little bit more on weather before we then shift towards other things that we can expect and look forward to in 2023. So they're admitting that they're spraying particles in the air, telling us just to tweak climate, not telling us whether it's for good or bad, but just that they're tweaking the climate, okay? Got to get it just right for the apocalypse. On National News, after decades of denial, corporate media admits chemtrail terraforming is happening right now to fight climate change. Again, they can't hide the truth anymore, so now they have to come out and control the narrative. This is December 28th. And remember, they said they were shooting an asteroid on December 26th. So all this is happening around the same time. December 26th. Now they're coming out 24th, 28th, that they're spraying, using a harp. All around the same time that this apocalyptic blizzard comes through. Right? I mean, call me a conspiracy theorist, but I mean, I'm just doing some simple math that it's all happening at the same time. Very coincidental, right? It says to keep natural sunlight from reaching planet Earth and supporting life, a geoengineering startup company called Make Sunsets has begun deploying massive weather balloons to blast the stratosphere with reflective sulfur particles, all for the claimed purpose of fighting climate change. A phenomenon known as chemtrails, these sulfur blasts stop the sun's ultraviolet rays from reaching the atmosphere and ultimately Earth's surface. And if anybody remembers, the Gates of Hell said that he wanted to blot out the sun by spraying the skies. That was something else he said he wanted to do in 2021, 2022. All right, so I'm pretty sure he's somewhere around. He might even be flying one of these jets, right? I'm pretty sure he might be want to be the guy behind the behind the wheel doing it, as sick and twisted as he is. The result is a dim sun that no longer functions as designed to sustain life on Earth. Right? And you have this back and forth weather, hot, cold, hot, cold. What is that going to do to the body? When you cannot adapt and be used to a season that gradually changes each season, but it's just back and forth like a switch. Will that not cause sicknesses, pneumonias, and all those type of things? Right? It says, Isamon wants to sell cooling credits to pay for his chemtrail operation. So now he's looking to have people fund this operation by buying cooling credits. And these will sell for $10 a pop and cover the release of 1 gram of particles into the stratosphere. So they want you to pay for this. And people will pay for it because they feel like if they're donating to this, they're donating to a good cause to fight climate change. So they'll get you to pay for your own destruction. Same way you're paying for those COVID vaccines, for your tax dollars, right? And what else do we have here? Off of Slate.com, we have weather as a weapon. The troubling history of geoengineering so far. Weather as a weapon. This is back in 2010, this article here. And it's all for a fix for global warming. All right, let me just get some points here. There's a lot in this. It says here, in fact, a type of military geoengineering was actually practiced by both the U.S. and Russia half a century ago, and it had nothing to do with staving off climate change. Right? So long before there was ever a climate change narrative, they were doing this. So maybe that's why the climate's been changing. It says, space is radioactive. The military wanted to make space even more radioactive by nuclear and later thermonuclear detonations that in times of war could disrupt enemy radio communications from half a world away and damage or destroy enemy satellites and intercontinental ballistic missiles. All right, so again, space war, but not against each other. And it says here, we don't have a history of geoengineering to fall back on. We are the first generation to think about these things. So with that being the case, that means that they're stepping out and doing an experiment, and they don't know what's going to happen when they do it. Similar to the emergency authorized vaccines, this is a never-before technology. But we're going to emergency authorize it and get you to take it, and we don't know what the results are going to be. Let's, you know, have you take it first and wait a couple years and see. This is the type of logic that they're getting people to think with, right? This shows you where the place that mankind is right now, that we would just so easily fall right in lockstep with this madness. Okay, and they've even talked about their concern that this could actually turn into that this could become militarized. They're concerned that this could become militarized, yet they're still going to do it anyway. Now, check this out. It says global climate engineering is untested and untestable and dangerous beyond belief. The famous mathematician John von Neumann warned against it in 1955. So they've been doing this technology for a long time. Again, way before climate change was this boogeyman. The show has got nothing to do with climate change. Not in the sense of the narrative that they're telling us, climate change. Responding to U.S. fantasies about weaponizing the weather and Soviet proposals to modify the Arctic and rehydrate Siberia, he expressed concern over rather fantastic effects on a scale difficult to imagine and impossible to predict. Tinkering with the Earth's heat budget or the atmosphere's general circulation, he claimed, will merge each nation's affairs with those of every other more thoroughly than the threat of a nuclear or any other war may already have done. In his opinion, attempts at weather and climate control could disrupt natural and social relations and produce forms of warfare as yet unimagined. It could alter the entire globe and shatter the existing political order. So they would want us to believe that they're doing this in order for countries to have the upper hand in war to fight against evil. One country can become evil, and they need this technology to fight against the other evil country. But we're seeing here is that by doing this, what this could bring about is global annihilation. And that's the whole purpose of this. They just need you to believe the narrative that this is for good war. Okay, and that it's not a war against us, to depopulate us. It says here, about a decade before the ozone concerns of the 70s, Weather Bureau scientist Harry Wexler identified catalytic chemical reactions that could devastate the stratosphere, a potential bromine bomb. Bromine. Okay. Bromine is a metal. It's a chemical. And these are the chemicals, it says here, that they're putting in the skies. If they're telling us it's good for us. But when you really look at it, it's easy to understand that it's not. It says in the 1990s, the Committee of the National Academy of Sciences suggested using naval guns to shoot sulfates into the high atmosphere, since it was cheaper than reducing carbon emissions. So when you do the research on some of these so-called, good agents that are shooting into the skies, bromine, these sulfates, all these things, you'll understand what this does in causing upper respiratory illness. And now I can understand also why they call it a bomb cyclone now. Because a bomb is a weapon. Right? And we are now seeing that they've now weaponized the weather. And under the excuse of fighting the boogeyman, they're using it to war against us. Okay? And so now we're seeing people get sick. We're seeing, also, we talked about this last broadcast, right before the end of this year, Bill Gates got approved for the new pneumococcal vaccine, which he's predicting is going to happen in 2025. So he's already got approval of something that may or may not happen in 2025. But what I think is going on, or the question I would ask is this the vaccine that the boosters really are and being given to people right now, along with the flu vaccines people are taking? And are people actually shedding this new vaccine. And now people that haven't taken the vaccine are getting these upper respiratory illnesses, weird symptoms, itchy skin, itchy eyes, itchy ears, thick mucus, as well as them spraying the skies, admitting that they're spraying particles, admitting that they're using HAARP. And their narrative to hit an asteroid. So I'm going to go into this in a minute, but now it's clear to see, you know, what's going on with people getting sick, right? Because if they can't kill you through the vaccine, let's at least try to kill them through these airways, through these frequencies, and get them sick and dead that way. Because if you can't breathe, you're not going to live, right? Let's attack the lungs. Let's attack the respiratory, the upper respiratory. But real quick, at the same time of this bomb cyclone, y'all remember this? At the same time that they're talking about shooting an asteroid out of the sky with HAARP, at the same time they're talking about that they're spraying the air, they're emitting, to releasing particles in the sky, the flat climate change. At the same time, a magnitude 6.4 quake shakes Northern California, leaves two dead, thousands without power. So whether it's a bomb cyclone or any other type of weather event or an earthquake, we're also seeing another common denominator, people without power. Something else we have to pay attention to for 2023, okay? No grid, no power. And right before this earthquake, right before this bomb cyclone, you also had this going on in the sky. Remember this image, this similar image we saw before the earthquakes that happened in Japan? When Fukushima happened, they reported this same pattern in the sky before those earthquakes hit. The pre-winter storm skies over Virginia yesterday, and it says HAARP weather modification. So this is something else you'll see in the sky before a weather event or earthquake, is clouds that aren't supposed to look like this. Now, what I want to do, I want to go into a few scriptures on this real quick to show you that this is biblical. And we're first going to start in the book of Ephesians, so that brothers and sisters understand the war that we are actually faced with. So when you go to Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 2, it says, wherein times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So who is the prince of the power of the air? Well, when you read verse 1, it talks about trespasses and sins. And then verse 2 talks about us walking in times past according to trespasses and sins, according to the prince who is the power of trespasses and sins. Who is that? Satan. He just also happens to be the prince of the power of the air, or the airwaves, or the frequencies. Okay? So, because he's the prince, lord, and power over it, therefore, he can then use that power to destroy us. All right? To destroy us. You keep reading in this particular book, Paul further identifies this prince of the power of the air. Let's go to chapter 6. chapter 6, verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, against powers, like the power of the air, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, those operating behind the curtain, the Wizard of Oz, the unseen hand working in the shadows, you know, the mystery of iniquity, that man of sin trying to identify all the different names that is given to them, the Illuminati, the New World Order, trying to identify this darkness against spiritual wickedness in high places, like the air, like the heavens. Paul understood it back then. And the technology isn't what it is today as it was then. But he understood the power of the air, that this power was coming from a high place. Sorcery, witchcraft, magic, okay, is bigger than men or what we're fighting against. Okay, we're fighting against invisible powers that we cannot see, that are coming from places far above us, high places. Now, when you go to the book of Enoch, let me get it here. And we're in the book of Enoch, chapter 8. We see that Azazel is teaching the fallen. Azazel has actually come down with the fallen angels, right? And the fallen angels are now teaching mankind all types of evil. And when you drop down to verse, I believe it's verse 2, toward the end of verse 2, it says you have Bar-Kajal taught astrology, okay? So you had one fallen angel teaching the mystery of the heavens or the stars, right, which is part of this technology that we're talking about tonight. Kokabel, the constellations, more dealing with the heavenly realm. Ezekiel, the knowledge of the clouds. The knowledge of the clouds. So this is fallen angel technology being used. It's been taught to mankind before the flood that mankind is now coming back into understanding. Okay, and Paul was identifying it way back then. And now we can use it to understand what we're fighting it up against now. Okay, so you get into a little, you know, quarrel or scuffle with, you know, somebody, understand it's the war is way deeper than that. Okay, you want to get mad at Biden or Trump or whoever, whatever man, the war is way deeper than that. Okay, we're talking about the sky. That's how deep the war is. That's how wide it is. Imagine the whole sky is at war against you. How do you fight that war? Okay, Paul told us to take on the full armor of God to fight and withstand those darts. Now, there was a couple of videos I didn't miss going back to weather as a weapon real quick. Let's get those. The unexplained weather control weaponized by world's military. More from the History Channel. History Channel be dropping it, but they dropped just enough to be able to control the narrative. But here they are admitting weather control weaponized by the military. And what do we have here again? The CIA, who have been the star of late, once again, government agency, you have somebody designing these weapons and devices for the CIA. Now, what would the CIA need with these weapons? And not only did we have HAARP come out the closet in 2022, we also had another technology of theirs come out the closet. Scientists' new terrifying discovery by the Large Hadron Collider at CERN. So not only you're talking about HAARP, chemtrails, all being admitted in 2022 now. Now CERN has fully come out the closet in 2022, telling you what they're doing, all right? Hoping to get you to get comfortable, warmed up to the idea, and accept it while they destroy our reality with these technologies. Searching for the God particle. It's all exciting. This is very exciting. That's what the, you know, God's saying. Oh, this is exciting. We're opening up portals, black holes, searching for the God particle. We could destroy the whole civilization as we know it, but this is very exciting. And trying to find that pesky dark matter that they just, they're telling us they can't find. This actually looks like graphene oxide, right? Another component they put in the vaccine, that dark matter. If it goes that word again, not see, they're launching this technology never before done. No one knows truly what this is going to do. But when we question it and you know, just out of concern, we're conspiracy theorists, right? And remember, not a conspiracy theory. It's a what? Spoiler alert, right?